Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Senate has confirmed Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary late Thursday after President Trump tapped the North Dakota billionaire to spearhead the Republican administration's ambitions to boost fossil fuel production. The vote was 79-18. More than half of Senate Democrats all joined 53 Republicans in voting for Burgum. Burgum's directive from Trump is to make it even easier for energy companies to tap fossil fuel reserves, including from public lands. During his confirmation hearing, Burgum said the U.S. can use energy development as leverage to promote peace and to lower consumer costs. He raised concerns about the reliability of renewable power sources promoted under former President Joe Biden and said the U.S. needs to generate more electricity from sources such as coal and nuclear that can run constantly. The Interior Department has jurisdiction over half a billion acres of federal land in vast areas offshore. Those areas produce one quarter of the U.S. oil annually. The Interior Secretary also oversees the National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Bureau of Indian Affairs, Bureau of Land Management, and other sub-agencies. Burgum succeeds Deb Haaland, who under Biden sharply scaled back oil and gas sales and promoted solar and wind projects on federal lands. Grant money coming to rural fire departments. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with the report.
The Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection recently awarded $306,292 to 33 rural fire departments to improve firefighting capabilities and enhance protection in the wildland-urban interface. These funds will help fire departments around the state be better equipped to help suppress both structure and wildland fires. This year, the annual award cap reached $10,000, a substantial increase from $7,000 in 2024 and $6,000 in 2023. The significant increase underscores a commitment to addressing the urgent need for resources in rural firefighting. DOF Deputy Director of Fire Protection, Norm McDonald, says rural firefighters across Alaska are on the front lines of wildland firefighting, providing essential support in a shared mission to protect lives, property, and natural resources. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
100 years ago, sled dogs and mushers raced for more than 5 days through hypothermia, frostbite, gale force winds, and blinding whiteouts to deliver life-saving serum and free the community of Nome from the grip of diphtheria. Among the events celebrated, the centennial of the 1925 Great Race of Mercy, are lectures, a dog food drive, and a reenactment of the final leg of the relay, all organized by the Nome Kennel Club. Other communities are also marking the anniversary, including the village of Nenana, where the relay began, and Cleveland, Ohio, where the Serum Run's most famous participant, a husky mix named Balto, is stuffed and displayed at a museum. Nome had about 1,400 residents a century ago. Its most recent supply ship had arrived the previous fall before the Bering Sea froze without any doses of the antitoxin. Those on hand for the local doctor, Curtis Welch, were outdated, but he wasn't worried. He hadn't seen a case of diphtheria in the 18 years he had practiced in the area. Within months, that changed. In a telegram, Welch pleaded with the U.S. Public Health Service to send serum, quote, "An epidemic of diphtheria is almost inevitable here." Thanks to Alaska's new telegraph lines and the spread of radio, the nation followed along, captivated as 20 mushers, many of them Alaska natives, with more than 150 dogs, relayed the serum to Nome. They battled deep snow, whiteouts so severe they couldn't see the dogs in front of them, and life-threatening temperatures that plunged at times to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.